Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to another dose of Stoic Mental Armor. Today, we're tackling a question I hear a lot. How do I practice Stoicism without feeling lonely or isolated? Because let's be real, sometimes the Stoic teachings about accepting what you can control and focusing on your own virtue can feel a little, well, solitary. Like you're stuck in a mental cave meditating while everyone else is having fun at the party. But here's the thing, Stoicism isn't about shutting yourself off from the world. It's about building inner strength so you can navigate life's ups and downs with more resilience and clarity, no matter what's happening around you. And trust me, that kind of mental fortitude is a superpower in this crazy world we live in. So, let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you practice Stoicism without feeling like a hermit. First up, remember, Stoics aren't robots. They're human beings with feelings and desires just like you and me. Think of Marcus Aurelius, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers. He was an emperor. He had to deal with political intrigue, war, and all the pressures that come with ruling a vast empire. But he also understood the importance of connecting with people, finding joy in simple things, and practicing kindness. Number 2. Stoicism is about internal strength, not isolation. It's about developing a strong sense of self-awareness, understanding your values, and aligning your actions with those values. This doesn't mean you have to be aloof or indifferent to others. It means you can build authentic connections based on shared principles and mutual respect. Third, focus on quality over quantity when it comes to relationships. It's better to have a few close, meaningful connections than a large circle of acquaintances you barely interact with. Invest in the relationships that truly matter. Spend time with people who uplift you, challenge you to grow, and make you feel good about yourself. Number 4. Contribute to something bigger than yourself. Stoicism encourages us to find purpose and meaning in our lives by serving others and making a positive impact on the world. This could involve volunteering your time, donating to a cause you believe in, or simply being kind and compassionate to those around you. And finally, number 5. Don't be afraid to seek support when you need it. We all have moments of vulnerability, times when we feel overwhelmed or alone. Remember that there are people who care about you, who want to help, and who understand what you're going through. Reach out to a trusted friend, family member, therapist, or mentor. Talking things through can make a world of difference. Ever felt like you were the only one struggling with something? Like your emotions were just too big for anyone else to handle? Maybe you've been trying to tough it out on your own, thinking Stoicism means bottling everything up and pushing through. But here's the thing, even the strongest of us need support sometimes. Take my friend Sarah, for example. She was really dedicated to practicing Stoicism. She meditated daily, journaled her thoughts, and tried her best to accept what she couldn't control. But after a tough breakup, she started feeling isolated and overwhelmed. It felt like no matter how hard she tried, she just couldn't shake the sadness. Finally, Sarah realized that she didn't have to go through this alone. She reached out to me, shared her feelings, and we talked things through. Talking about it helped her process her emotions in a healthy way, and it made her realize that even Stoics need human connection sometimes. So remember, practicing Stoicism isn't about becoming a lone wolf. It's about cultivating inner strength so you can navigate life's challenges with resilience and clarity, while also building genuine connections with others who support your growth. Don't be afraid to reach out, to connect with people who inspire you, and to remind yourself that even the strongest among us need a little help sometimes. And hey, if you ever need someone to talk to, I'm always here for you. Now, go out there and build that mental armor, one strong connection at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might find it helpful and join the conversation on social media using #StoicMentalArmor. Until next time, keep your heads high and your hearts open.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.